identifies as Kick-Ass. This is the show other radio shows fear. Are you ready to have fun?
I'm so ready.
The fun starts now.
It sounds like that broad in the intro. She's so ready to get laid.
She's all now.
How demanding.
Just now.
You better do it.
Now.
It's like, what the hell, man? Unbelievable.
Oh, no. She crazy.
These women are needy today.
Well, at least the one in the, you know, intro is needy.
Nah, I think women are needy altogether.
Why? Why you think that?
Because I do. You women have different attitudes now.
It makes you
women ugly.
Please explain.
It does. Please. You know, women, you know, all this freaking women's lib bullshit, if you ask me. That's the problem. Women's lib. Never knowing when to shut up. All demanding and shit like that. Just saying. Supposed to be nice today. I'm thinking about riding this afternoon.
How are you going to ride? It's only going to be in the 50s.
It's going to be in the 60s. I just looked it up.
I did too. It's a high of 57.
That's warm enough.
Oh my God. No, it's not.
You know, maybe not for somebody in California or Florida. They'll freeze their balls off, but I'm used to it.
Well, yeah, the Midwest.
It's been kind of weird, hasn't it? I only had to shovel the driveway once.
I know.
Maybe that freaking global warming bullshit is real.
Well, if it's global warming, then it needs to warm up because right now it's only 36 degrees.
See, whose fault is that? I can't ride all year round.
Mine.
So you freely admit it.
Because why would I not admit it? You keep pointing fingers at me saying it's my fault.
It is your fault. I could be in a warm weather state, but no, not me. I have to deal with you.
Well, you're going to go live with your mom and your brothers?
Usually, man, you know, at our age, everybody's thinking about Florida.
No.
Not us.
No. I'm not thinking about Florida. The whole concept was when your mom moved there that we didn't have to deal with
her. So what's wrong with like Arizona or something like that?
That's a gross hot.
That ain't gross hot. You get used to it, I hear.
It's a gross hot. No.
What about Vegas? I can go get laid for freaking legally.
No. No. Why would I want to live in Vegas when I've never actually even gone to Vegas?
All I know, it's warm, okay? All I know is you can ride all year round.
Go move in with Mike Ball.
I don't want to go to faggot California. They got all queers out there. And there's no steers.
Queers with no steers. Go live in San Francisco.
I wouldn't do good there.
No.
I don't think I would.
No, you wouldn't.
I'd be lost in queer land.
A little bit. You'd have a little bit of issues.
I would have issues.
Big time issues.
I'm just saying, man.
Yeah,
you know,
I see you're just saying.
That's just like women. Like I was saying with the women's lib, it's queer lib now.
For real, dude.
What do you mean for real? I'm just saying.
Did you just make that up?
I just made it up. That's a Hollywoodism.
It's your new word.
It's my new word. Queerland.
Wow. You know what my new word is?
What's that?
You're a dink.
The fuck is a dink?
I don't know, but it sounds good, doesn't it? That is the word of the day, folks. Dink.
Kind of like moist.
You know how many people hate that word?
I don't know why.
How do you describe like a good piece of cake if you can't say the word moist?
You sure to hell can't put that and equate it to a cooter pocket.
I don't think you'd want to.
Maybe I should go in your work and tell her moist. Can I, is, you know, I go up there and I say, okay, is this expired? Because usually your expired stuff is moist. I can play along.
Jason says it's dual income, no kids, dink.
Dink. I should slap you with my dink.
What's a cooter pocket?
What's a cooter pocket? That's what lies between a woman's legs that is usually smelly and moist.
It's moist. Not like under your ball sacks, not moist.
This is true. Gotta wash the ball sack.
Gotta lift and scrub. Or else you get some stanky. And then what am I gonna tell you? Gout.
Get out.
Gout.
You say that a lot to me.
You dinky. Gout. Ew.
Unbelievable.
What?
So anyway, I have a question for you.
What?
This is something that bugs me a little bit.
Oh, God.
It does. It bugs me.
Do I want to know?
A mechanic. Okay.
Okay.
Now, there's a lot of women entering the industry, which I love.
Okay.
It's awesome because some of these women can throw down. But when a dude is acting like a woman, that freaks me out.
Where are we going with this? What's the question?
That's the question. Wouldn't that freak you out?
What?
Guy comes up to you, your alternator is bad. Dude, you got a fucking Adam's apple. Stop it.
You just can't handle working with gay dudes.
It's not that.
It is too.
I find them fucking funny. But at least they, you know what? Even gay dudes don't like the ones who dress up with like women. They don't like it. That's what I hear.
Oh, I find that to be false.
No, I don't.
Yeah, that's false.
If you're gay, you're not going to be into the woman that beats.
Okay, but
what you're supposed to be.
Then why do a lot of gay guys go to trans shows?
That's what I'm asking. I think they're confused.
You're confused.
I am confused.
Jason wants to know, hey, Hollywood, what happened? You sound like you got a good story for us.
I'm just confused. It's hard for me. It's like I'm living in the Twilight Zone. That's the problem I think I'm going through. I live in the Twilight Zone.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't even know where to go with that.
I want to know, at our age, is this confusing times? Now, you look at Mike Ball. He's a youngin.
Yeah, he's a baby.
So he's used to this.
How is he used to it?
Because he lives in Queer California.
Queerfornia?
Yes. I'm not used to this. There was only one. It was on Clark Street. You know, right over by Wrigley Field, you start going south on Clark. And yeah, you've seen the dudes dressing up in all the leather and the chains and all that bullshit with the bunny hats. Yes, you know, what was Blue Oyster all throughout the strip? I never lived in the whole state like that.
So you're claiming that the whole state of California is considered Queerfornia.
So do you think that Mike has to walk around with his booty? He has to cover it because it's all, they're probably looking at him like, yeah, I want to get into that. Yeah.
They all want to know what that leg is like.
I bet all them burly ass queers out there. Now that's for politically correct queers. They call themselves that, so I can do it too.
Oh, so you just think because they say it, you can say it.
You're damn right. Why can't I?
Because, no. You have to say gay. Or be really PC and be homosexuals.
Well, gay out in England, because they're weird out there. It means cigarette.
No, that's fag.
Oh, that's fag.
Fag means cigarette.
Dude, I'd really be confused out in there.
Fag.
Can I have a fag? What? Slap somebody instead of giving them a cigarette and stuff? I wonder, do gays do the same thing as you women do? They check the bulge?
Probably.
I just can't see it.
I don't know. I think most of them will look at the front and the back. Gotta check out that ass.
You're actually getting an ass again.
Are you saying I'm getting fat?
No, I'm saying, you know, I'm saying you're getting an ass.
Can't tell. I don't know what you're talking about.
You get rid of the Karen haircut, you'd be cool.
Oh my God, stop with the freaking haircut comments. Stop. I've been hearing it all weekend. Stop.
Unbelievable.
Just stop. Stop.
So you said you had some news.
I do.
What kind of news story do I got?
Okay, I got... This one is...
Mike says that's a good thing in his generation. So he looks at ball sacks?
What's a good thing in his generation?
That's all I've been talking about. Now I'm worried.
Yeah, I don't know.
He checks out the bulges? Ooh, Steve.
Shut up, Scuba Steve.
Get out of my yard, you kids. Karen, hair.
Because I yelled at...
You're fucking
kids.
Karen.
Dude, they're making the dog go nuts. If the dogs weren't going nuts, I wouldn't even care if they were running through the yard. It's their problem if they step in dog shit.
You remind me of somebody when I was younger and stuff, and she had a fence around her yard and stuff, and we stepped on and she'd come out and yell at us. You must be related. All you Karens.
All us Karens are related, huh?
So tell me, what story do we got?
All right, this is out of Brooklyn.
Oh, Brooklyn! Ah, oh, New York.
All right.
They're kind of like San Francisco out in New York, I hear.
A beloved father of 13.
Excuse me?
A beloved father of 13. Yes.
So what you're saying is this 13-year-old's a father. He busted and nutted some broad.
He's got 13 children.
Holy cow, dude. Your pullout method is wrong. It's worse than mine.
A beloved father of 13 children who saved his family from a house fire started by their landlord.
Ooh.
Was gunned down directly outside his Brooklyn brownstone.
Okay,
Sunday
stop
morning.
It. Stop it right there. I don't like this news story already.
Okay,
I tell you.
But this to me sounds like it was a setup.
You know, it was a setup.
By the landlord.
Can you give me some good stories that somebody's not dying in? Something funny, okay? That like totally bugs me when you bring up that stupid stories.
It's not a stupid story.
It is. Now, you know, you're saying 13 kids here. I'm thinking, okay, something's going to weird happen.
He saved all their lives.
Well, that's a good thing. That's what you're supposed to do.
And then after he saves all their lives, there's a vehicle outside that guns him down and kills him.
Yeah, it was a setup.
Yeah, by the landlord.
End of story.
For a pair for no reason.
Shouldn't have brought it up.
Oh, Lord.
You can't bring up cool stories, some weird ass stuff.
You want something weird?
Yeah, I want something weird.
Okay. Sexual intimacy plays an important role in relationships, whether it's romantic, spontaneous, or a little risky. Well, for one woman, engaging in any ejaculate-inducing acts can lead to a burning sensation that takes mood from hot to cold real quick.
That's called gonorrhea.
No, it's called...
Or syphilis.
She actually has an allergy to semen and condoms.
Well, I guess she ain't gonna be swallowing.
And she's 34.
She ain't gonna be swallowing. I'd chuck her in the bucket. You can't give hummers. I ain't with you.
She can't do anything as far as the goo goes. She can't.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be mean, but if you can't live up to what you say as a woman or you can't do as a woman, I don't want nothing to do with you.
Well, she cannot get it in her on her person or in her person?
Dude, who did she piss off upstairs?
Somebody.
How are you going to be allergic to goo?
She had over.
I thought she had syphilis.
She had over 160 scratch mark tests on her back. Like, there's actual photo of her back with all the little scratch marks.
With I wonder
to see
here
what
though.
She was allergic to.
So what did they do? They have a bunch of guys jack off on her?
No. Ew. No, they tested her for 160 different allergies.
They have it where you get tested for goo.
And she was allergic to condoms, semen, nickel, and penicillin.
They don't got shots for that, do they?
No. No, they don't.
She'd be alone the rest of her life. She might as well go be a nun.
And the funny thing is there are more people out there that have an allergic reaction to semen because they have a name for it.
What's the name? They already have a name for this?
Seminal plasma hypersensitivity. It's a rare allergic reaction to proteins found in male sperm fluid.
Now that's messed up.
They have a name for it. Mm-hmm.
It messes me up that this is actually a problem out there.
Like, if she gets it on her skin, she actually gets like a burn. It looks like a first degree burn on her skin.
Damn.
Yeah. It's cereal. It's a cereal kind of thing.
I don't know.
What? I thought that was interesting.
It is interesting. They should be nuns.
She.
I think we'd have a lot of nuns because, you know what? I'd have to consider you that if you don't swallow.
Well, she can't.
Unbelievable.
She'll have a severe allergic reaction.
That's messed up.
Mm-hmm.
What else you got?
So that's weird, huh?
Talking about freaking allergies. I would have dropped you in a dime. Oh, I got allergies to semen. Bye.
Bye, Felicia. You wouldn't have went, no, that wouldn't have worked out.
That wouldn't have worked out for me, no.
Hey, I think women should start using that word, using that to their advantage now. I'm sorry, I can't do that. I'm allergic to semen.
And you'll be alone the rest of your life. I believe that if a woman can't take care of a man the way they're supposed to, see you later, go down the road. You don't deserve them. You agree to that all the time.
What?
If a woman don't bob the knob, you got to go down the freaking road.
If a woman doesn't do it, the man's going to find it done elsewhere.
And I think that's totally right. It's a right of a man to do that.
I wonder if there's any men out there that don't like those.
Then they're not men. They're stupid.
How are they stupid? Maybe they just don't like that. Maybe they prefer something else.
They're not a man, in my opinion.
Wow. So a UK man survived after sustaining a broken neck, fractured spine, smashed ribs, blood in his lungs, and basically other car crash invoking injuries. But wait for it. He got all these injuries by tripping over his cat.
Oh, you know what? I can't even make fun of him. My cat tries to trip me all the time. It's like, what do you notice how the cat just leads your ass?
Like,
and then they're
so he had basically like automobile crash like injuries from tripping over his cat.
What did you, the cats will whoop your ass, man, if they get pissed. I see it on YouTube all the time. There is somebody's messing with a cat and they come out swinging, man, like Cougar Kai. They go to Cougar Kai, man.
I guess the cat attacked him while he was going down the stairs, and then he ended up falling down the stairs.
Cat one, you zero.
It says disaster struck after the wrinkly kitty apparently playfully dove out and latched onto one of the owner's legs while coming down the stairs. I can't remember much, just falling. It was quick and over within seconds. Then I was at the bottom.
Do you notice our cat, every time you try to put your shoes on or bend over, that shit is on our back.
She'll jump right on your back. Mm-hmm.
Who's Titty Tat anyway? Whose cat is it?
Yours.
I go and get her a cat. It's just like a dog.
Dude, he had one of them ugly hairless cats.
Ooh.
It shows a picture of the cat as one of them hairless ones.
Why is it every time I pick up an animal, they come to me and not you?
You were home more than I was at the time?
Oh, my God. You got so many damn excuses. But I'm starting to be a kitty cat freaking guy. They're cool as hell. You get mad all the time because she sleeps right on my lap.
Yep. Well, she can never have the opportunity because I always have the dogs in the room. Well, now dog. They're always in the room. And they're on the bed.
It's funny with cats. They'll slap the shit out of a dog real quick.
She just did that this morning.
Oh, she slapped shit out of the dog?
Yeah, at the top of the stairs. And Bailey sat there looking at her like, what the hell is that for?
Dogs do that. They're like stunned to get the shit slapped out of them. And I think it's funny.
And I'm like, what the hell just happened? Because I'm looking and the cat's on one side of the stairs and the dog's on the other side of the stairs. And then I come out of the bathroom and the dog is like scrunched down, like, don't do it. And the cat's like sitting up going, you say what?
Yeah, Steve, he has the same problem. Anytime he gets animals for the old lady, they like him better.
It's because you guys are home more, that's all.
Oh, I'm home more.
Well, you were. Not now, but you were. When we got her, the first year. Yeah.
You got to admit, they get their own personalities.
They do. Ours is a bitch.
How is ours a bitch?
Because she likes you.
Yeah. You have to force friend her.
I do. And I pick her up and tell her that all the time. I pick her up and I hug her and kiss her. And she's like looking at me like, put me down. I'm like, force friend. Force friend. Come here. I'm going to give you kisses.
So Mike Tyson, almost 60 years old, is going to take on that Jake Paul. I think Tyson's going to whoop his ass.
At 60?
Yeah.
You think so?
You know what? He's going to be like Rocky. He's got all power now. He might have arthritis and all that stuff, but he's going to whoop his ass.
I don't know, dude. I don't know.
It's going to take one punch from Iron Mike.
You think so?
Yes.
You still think he's got that kind of power at his age?
Dude. I wouldn't fight him. I'd have to have a 12 gauge with me. That dude would knock the shit out of you. He will. Dude's freaking, he's swollen for almost 60.
It's not swollen. It's swole.
Learn your lingo. My lingo ain't that good. I still say pound sand and these freaking kids look at me. What are you talking about? Unbelievable.
Mike Ball says that Jake Paul is a joke of a YouTuber, but he really does take this boxing thing to another level.
He's going to be a clown as soon as he gets hit by Mike, man. Mike Tyson going to whoop that ass. And they're saying,
how old is this other guy?
30s.
Really? He's like half the dude's age?
Yeah, but Tyson's going to have a wicked left hook.
Tyson always has. Is he going to bite this guy's ear off too?
He was upset that day.
A little bit.
He was upset. And you're right, Steve. He hasn't fought anybody that's actually really, you know.
Who, this Jake Paul?
Yeah, he hasn't fought anybody worth a shit.
Was he just fighting no-namers?
Yeah, but he's about to find out about Mike.
I don't know. That'd be an interesting fight to see. I just hate to say it.
The personalities on this radio show are going to take a quick break. They're going to get a cup of coffee, call mommy and ask for gas money, and they'll be right back.
You're listening to Motorcycle Madhouse Radio, WMMR DB Rockford.
Don't forget, man, you'd get your biker news over on the Black Santa Claus with his evil elves channel, Black Dragon TV. The black Santa with the evil elf. The white contrasts him.
You think so?
Yes.
Makes him just look darker.
It does. The evil elf. We gotta do that, man. We gotta put an elf hat on Mike Ball. I think that'd be funny as hell.
Mikey, you got an elf hat. You should wear it for one of your shows.
They're always so serious.
I know. I've watched a few. I'm like, wow, y'all are cereal.
Cereal.
Slow your rolls. God, you don't have to be serious all the time. Have some fun. Damn.
I got to like tell Dragon to put on a freaking Christmas hat and dress up. I just love to see it. That would be funny as hell.
But it's freaking March.
So? Christmas in March. That's why they call it March Madness. Because it's crazy.
Oh my God, Jason.
What? So if a white Santa gives coal to bad kids, does black Santa give crack?
BD gets sad whenever Mike swears.
Don't you swear on BD show.
Oh God, no. That's a big no-no. No, Jason, he gives him broccoli. Oh, gross.
That's now, some people would say Jason's racist for saying that. They would. Everybody's racist nowadays. They are. They're racist. They call me racist all the time.
Yeah, I know.
That's bullshit. All I'm doing is having fun. Why is it a black comet?
What?
I was going to call it a comet, but why is a black comedian?
Did you just say
they get
comet?
To talk about white people, but when I have fun with black people, I'm racist. That's so hypocritical.
Why is it okay for black people to say the N-word, but not white people?
That's bullshit.
Why is it okay for black people to call us crackers, but we can't say nothing back? How's that fair?
That ain't fair. You call me a cracker, I call you porch monkey.
Black licorice. What?
He's that. And I get pissed, and they get pissed at me.
Be like, you're that black jelly bean that we throw out the car window.
China now going off now.
I'm addicted. I used to be addicted to jelly beans, and every time I got to a black one, I would literally chuck it out my window of my car.
Why would they even make something? That's like licorice. It's I can't black licorice. Stand licorice.
Licorice is disgusting. That is like the ugliest and grossest snack out
cinnamon,
there.
Cinnamon. Say that.
Cinnamon. I can say cinnamon. Our daughter can't.
She can't say it worth a crap.
Our daughter says cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
He can't say. She can't say cinnamon.
Nothing they call us offends us anymore. Anyway, it doesn't me. I'm a peckerwood, so it don't offend me. But I should think I should have the right to make fun of them, too. You know what, Mike? Can you do me a favor, you evil little one-legged elf? Can you ask Black Dragon? And I want you to ask him this on air. Why the hell it's all right for black comedians to make fun of white boys or white girls, and I can't make fun of them? I want to know. It's a good question, yeah. Don't you think so?
I think that's a good question.
I'm not. It's called free speech. We at least used to have the right in this country. Well, that's until all the liberal pricks.
He goes, I'll get you your answer.
I want it on air. And I want to see his face.
Do it while you're
dude,
on.
He gets these big ass round white eyes and stuff like that. You ask him something, he shakes his head.
He'll be like, Hollywood.
That's what he does.
Hollywood.
Everybody's always afraid to go on my show. They never know what I'm going to say.
Do you blame them? I never know what you're going to say. And I live here. Just whatever rolls.
We got anything else in the news? She ain't ready.
I have one, but you're probably going to say it's stupid, so I don't know.
Well, what is it?
Texas students were suspended for not reporting a classmate with a gun.
Now, you know what? That's some fucked up shit right there. It is. Go ahead.
It specifically says that Body camera footage shows officers trying to talk down the teen before opening fire after he appeared to raise his arms while holding a firearm. The teen suffered a minor injury and was taken into custody. Problem is the morning.
She just burped.
I did.
You nasty broad.
They learned that at least three students have been suspended for not reporting their classmate bringing the gun to school, according to the parents of two affected students.
That is so messed up.
So these people already knew that he had this gun at school.
Uh-huh.
And nobody reported it. And this was February 19th.
Mm-hmm.
At a school called Pioneer Technology and Arts.
The thing
Academy.
Is, down in Texas, ain't that a requirement to be a Texan? You have to have a gun.
I thought you would carry one anyways. It's, I mean, you would think.
That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, I that's what I would think. I thought you needed to carry one. I thought it was like a state requirement.
Remember Wayne's World?
Yeah.
What happened to them?
I don't know.
They're like old Wayne World. That's just like Beavis and Butthead when you've seen them get older and stuff like that. Dude, I used to so get high and watch Beavis and Butthead. Did I or did I not?
You did.
I have like the whole 1994 season on tape. I got to find that.
It's in there.
Sit there when Beavis and Butthead was actually good.
It's legit in the box in there.
But you remember that every time you came home, I was high as a freaking kite watching Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, and you were sitting there laughing like them.
That's like, actually when we had weed that would knock your ass out.
That you could enjoy the high and not be passed out.
I don't think you really can enjoy a high anymore.
No. Do you believe the prices over there?
They're fucking assholes over there. I wanted to get some gummies.
Yeah, which was $35.
And next thing you know, oh, $50. I was like, dude, you can't do math.
Yeah, it came out to, what was it, $49.17.
Because of the taxes.
That's how high a tax they went from $35.
They're legalized drug dealers, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the state tax was...
And then you can't go on the street to get it because, damn.
Everything's you get fentanyl. With fentanyl. You know, Corey mentioned that we should keep one of those.
I'm gonna start growing again.
We should keep one of those kits in here in case somebody ODs.
I am. I'm gonna freaking start growing again.
Some
man.
Narcan. That we should keep Narcan in the house because
at least I don't. I have to get some good seeds. I'll grow, and you know what? It'll be all good. Start them in the house. Put them in the yard. Let them grow wild. It'll be all right.
And hope the rabbits don't get them. Like, oh, every
dude,
time.
You know what?
Every time we put a garden in the backyard, the rabbits got everything. So,
dude, I sit out there and shoot a rabbit right in the ass.
The neighbors would love that.
Go at why? It's legal to have 5 plants.
Yeah, I know.
Dude, I'd have those suckers 10 feet tall.
You would.
I just got to get some seeds.
Good luck.
Anybody out there have any good seeds? Can you send them to me?
Does anybody even have seeds in their weed anymore?
I don't want any of that puff puff pass out shit either. I don't want to freaking pass out when I get high. I want to just sit there and yeah, baby.
Dude, it was so funny. Friday at work, me and one of the other girls that worked there, we were cranking the song from Afro Man, Because I Got High, Because I Got High,
dude, that
Because
was a good
I
song.
Got High. Du-du-du-du-du-du. We were playing it, and there one part in the song where you hear, bark, bark. It sounds like a chicken. So now we do it back and forth to each other. Like, I actually voice recorded myself going, bark, and I sent it to her, and she just put laugh my ass off, and she did it back.
Hey, Mike, man, can you get, because you can't find seeds out here, man. Can you get some seeds out there in Queerfornia? Just asking. You know, I don't need anything hardcore. I just want something with like a THC of like a 7 or 8, okay? I don't want nothing that's like a freaking 100. I'm not asking for that, okay? And you don't want to order them online because you never get your damn order.
Or the seeds are crap.
or the seeds are crap. Just give me some female seeds and I'll grow a bunch of stuff and I'll share. I share.
I can send you plenty of seeds. Ask nicely and call it Californica.
Please.
And then he goes, wait, oops, California.
I need to. Mike has to send me some seeds.
So you have to say California.
And I'll share when I grow them.
You have to say California.
California. I'll do that for a seed.
For a seed? He's going to send you one.
Dude, I'd be so pissed. You know what I do? Then I'll do a grow video and show everybody how they're growing up and stuff.
Look, my children are growing.
I got to, you know what? May is when you have to hit it outdoors here. Because I live in a cold weather state because of some freaking Karen broad. That's your nickname. It's not China Doll. It's Karen.
No, it's not. Because this is my mom's name. So that's kind of insulting.
It's not my fault you got a Karen haircut.
You ever going to get over that?
No, I ain't.
Get over it.
No.
It's my hair.
You look like a Karen. Everybody agrees.
It's my hair.
So Mike has agreed to send me seeds.
Yeah, it says a single seed.
Nah, I want more. I want, you know what? Can you at least send me 20? You know, I know, you know, you get that good stuff. You get Alcapoco gold out there, man. Just send me some seeds. I'll grow some and I'll send some, you know, weed your way. Yes, but they got to be female seeds.
Why?
Because I want to get high.
So what does that tell you? Females are better.
Mm-hmm. It's the only thing they're good at.
No, it's not. Mm-mm.
You imagine having like a 10-foot tree of weed back there? That'd be beautiful.
It'd be great for the people behind us.
Dude, I'd laugh my ass off. I'd smell the whole freaking town up with weed and then the cops come.
He's all, I got you.
The cops come and I say, hey, sorry, man, it's legal. I can have five plants. There's five 10-foot freaking trees out there.
And he would actually have to send it to the house because we don't have the P.O. box anymore.
You think the neighbors would get pissed at me?
Behind us, she will.
Come here, kids! Let me show you how to get in the house.
Because she's got one, two, three, four or five kids, and then their friends are always over.
Yeah, so I teach them how to grow a tree. It's gardening. I do. What?
Steve, send him some blueberry crumble seeds. That would be funny.
Dude, I'd be pissed.
I'll send you some seeds. I'm going to go to Walmart and get some and I'll pour them in your hand. It's going to be flowers. It's going to be sunflower seeds.
Oh, my God.
What?
You know, one of these days I got to do a show with Mike and Black Santa Claus.
That'd be entertaining. Maybe you should have Mikey set that up.
Yeah, I have to have
Mikey set
that up.
Has to be a Monday or a Wednesday.
I don't want
to
talk about motorcycle club bullshit.
It has to be a Monday or a Wednesday.
I want to ask him about how they got together with the Black Santa and Evil Elf. They got a good going on.
But they're so serious all the time.
They are.
He said, let's do it today. That's what Mikey just put.
You know, I'm getting worried about Blackjack, and he's getting old as a dinosaur now.
Aww.
He might have a heart attack if I swear.
God. Dude, he would get so pissed you swear on a show. He'd probably cut you off.
BD likes to rap now? What is he doing? Run DMC? He's
and
that
Mike,
old.
And Mike encourages it.
BD's like a dinosaur, man. You talk rap, he thinks freaking Run DMC. Remember, like in the bet BD had an afro.
He did. He already said he did.
With a pick and stuff, that'd be so funny.
He said he already had a huge afro. We've asked him that before.
I wonder, did you know they get like mice or something in there?
Ew, come on. No. Rose.
It was funny the other day doing you do a courtesy check and all that during a oil change or something. And, you know, we pull out the filter and it was messed up. So I take them over there. I was like, dude, you need a new filter. No, I don't. There's freaking mice in there.
He had dead mice in his filter.
A rat nest.
Ew. What the hell?
I think Hawk of the Walk loves rim jobs.
What are you getting your tires changed?
I think every woman should give rim jobs.
I think they're getting their tires changed.
What do you mean?
Rim job, tires.
No, rim jobs when a woman goes down the.
I know what
it
is. God, I was playing. God,
no, you weren't. You like giving rim jobs.
No. No, I don't. No.
You women are nasty, man.
No. No thanks.
You got to admit, you women are some, you hoes, okay? You love being hoes in the bedroom.
Says who?
Am I right or wrong?
No.
What do you mean, no?
You women, what are you even talking about?
You women like being hoes in the bedroom.
In what sense?
In what sense? You know what? With women, oh, I want to make love. No, you don't. You want to get fucked like a freak.
Oh, my God. Really, dude? Is this where we're going with this?
I'm just saying. You want to get fucked like a freak. You can't tell me you don't. I would enjoy it just as much if she would wash my wheels. You don't want to be a hoe in the bedroom, Hollywood. They get all freaky and stuff like that. Why is it women, when they go under their tits and they wipe their sweat off, they smell it? What the hell is with that?
To see whether or not it stinks. You fuckers do it.
Is it a whole bath?
No, you guys do it. You freaking stick your hand in your junk and yeah, and then I see and it's like, do your balls stink, dude? Yeah, I'll check.
We're just trying to be nice because you're about to bob the knob. Just saying.
No, my favorite is go take a bath first or a shower. Wash it first, then.
I got to go into court and have to say I'm a racist piece of shit so I don't have to do jury duty.
On Friday.
Yes. You don't want Hollywood on a juror.
Hollywood's got jury duty.
It'd be not guilty the whole fucking time. You can't put me there.
It's not going to end well.
It's not. They're going to get pissed at me because I won't say guilty. I'll say not guilty. So I have to go in there,
Hollywood,
and I have to say I'm a racist piece of shit.
Hollywood would be walk in and say
the judge is gonna ask me, are you racist, what do you think about black people? I'm gonna say everyone should own one.
Jesus Christ.
That's what I'm gonna tell the judge so I don't have to do jury duty.
You'd be the one juror that would be like cheering on
the defendant.
Yeah, tell him why you did it, man. Do it. Tell him. Good for you. That would be you.
But that's how I'm gonna get out of jury duty.
You'd be locked in, sequestered in the back, and you'd be going over the court case, and you'd be like, dude, he had to do what he had to do.
Oh, if they ask me, do I trust the word of cops? I'm going to say they're the biggest bastards on the face of the earth.
Only if I pay them, then I trust them.
I don't even trust them if you pay them.
Hand them a 20.
Just tell them you're a one percenter.
And that should do it. Just walk in the courthouse with your vest on. There you go.
There you go. That, no, I wouldn't do that.
Court's
no.
Over.
No, I wouldn't do that.
No, you wouldn't.
No. Just ask the judge, what do you call 10 black guys in a barn? Oh, antique farm equipment. That's what I would do. That's a good one. That's a great one. That's basically what I said last time. I actually said, hell no, especially since the cops in my town are known for getting paid off by the cake dealers.
Coke dealers.
It looks like cake to me. I need some glasses. Maybe I'm getting old like BD. I can't see worth a shit.
Maybe you should wear your glasses more.
I do at night on a stretch of road. I don't want to get hit by Bambi.
That's about it.
Them cocksuckers. Deer, I don't like. Shoot them bastards. They're always trying to hit you in a car and stuff.
It happens. Well, it's dealing cake on the streets. Cake dealers running the police. Talk about a Hollywoodism.
That is a Hollywoodism right there.
Jason, we got that good cake, yo.
Dude, I want that answer, Mike, today.
Oh,
I do.
Shit.
SBD, yeah. Why is it all right for them to make fun of white people?
Kelly has the best cake on the streets. Dude, you so screwed yourself.
How did I screw myself? Everybody knows it's a Hollywoodism.
Because you said cake instead of Coke. Now it's going to be all over.
Mike wants to know if I'm going to be on their show because Mike ain't going to ask him.
No, he won't. West Side Cake is the best.
No doubt.
Dude, <they're... laughs> West Side Cake beats South Side of Chicago.
No, we got nothing but zombies on the South Side of Chicago and stuff like that. They're all on that zombie shit. They're all zombie shit. You know, we got Wiki Sticks here in Chicago, okay? We're so messed up, it's unreal, man.
People are so messed up, they're smoking embalming fluid. Okay?
That's what they do. That's what we call Wiki Sticks.
Yeah, you dip your
joint in embalming fluid.
That's how stupid.
Dude, I
remember
that one guy that lived with in the apartment. Dude was always fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy shit, man. Crazy shit.
Steve, this is great. I'm dying over here. Thanks. Mike Ball, I just see fat people from Mullet Cake.
What's your favorite cake?
Moist ones.
Moist ones?
My favorite?
Yeah.
Anything chocolate? I like chocolate.
You're all over chocolate and pizza.
Mm-hmm. Like I could
maybe that's why you're getting your ass.
I will literally eat pizza every day, and then I buy chocolate cake to store. But I mean, it's like I actually like my most favorite would be I like, believe it or not, French silk pie better.
I hate pie.
I like French silk pie.
I don't like pie worth a shit. It's got to be cake.
Yeah, you like cheesecake.
Oh, my God. Cheesecake is the best. But guess what? Hollywood never gets it. Even though Hollywood pays for groceries, he never gets it.
What?
Cheesecake.
Oh, are you hinting that when I go
to the store? It's just not fair that, hey, I pay for all the groceries. I don't get my cheesecake.
Dude, you get a huge ass tub of ice cream.
Well, it would go good with cheesecake.
And you get pudding every day. Oh my Jesus.
Oh my God. Anyway, don't forget to go over there and watch the Black Santa Claus and his evil elf, Mike Ball and Black Dragon. Should be a fun one. Should be a fun one.
See whether or not he asked the question.
I want to see if he asked the question.
And then they can all go in BD's chat room and they can talk about cake.
See, Jason, I am a man. The women does that stuff. See, don't get me messed up. A woman does the shopping. I'm old fashioned. That's a woman's duty.
Jason hasn't been to the grocery store in 25 years. Oh, you James? Oh, no. Hollywood hasn't?
No, hell no, man.
Hollywood goes to the store, but he goes to the other end of the store where I go stay and get on the tools. Grocery
store. Amazon loves me. Got to get all my tools and stuff. They love me.
Yeah, he's gone to the grocery store. He just doesn't do the shopping. That's why we always argue about prices of products, because he does not realize the fact on how expensive groceries are now.
No, it's just because you don't know how to coupon. And
A lot of people don't do that no more. Walmart doesn't accept coupons.
Bullshit. I can walk out.
Did you hear the latest that Walmart's going to eventually come down to? Well, this is the talk right now. They want you to join and be a member.
They already got Sam's Club.
Walmart membership in order to do self-checkout. And if you're not a member, you can't do self-checkout.
That's because everybody's stealing from their ass.
And that's their next goal. That's what they're talking about now.
Anyway, hopefully you guys had fun here. Hollywood was at his peak having fun. Yes.
Now everybody wants cheesecake.
Now my fat ass wants a cheesecake. I love cheesecake. I do. It's just something. Anyway, you all have a good one. Rock on, baby. I put the wrong one. I'm just that messed up.
Wrong outro.
Wrong outro. Look at you getting all the lingo down for YouTube.
I know.
And that's it for a Motorcycle Madhouse Morning Mayhem. Don't forget to visit us on Spotify and...